One. Welcome back again, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. We apologize. There were a few hiccups in segment number three. We often joke about the Holy Spirit working in mysterious ways on this show, but every once in a while we think maybe the devil steps in and tries to undermine our efforts to bring you the good news. And we have some really good news here. This is the most uplifting story, I think, that we've done here on Faith in Action. And again, I'm your host for the show, Joanne Fox. I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I'm just delighted that you have set your dials to Channel 88.1 FM and stayed with us from the top of the hour to hear this wonderful story about these two Vietnam veterans who reunited in Sioux City, in which they both are natives, practically, of Sioux City, grew up here, and then after 50 years reconnected through an incredible just kind of plethora of events. And so in the studio with me is Don Stevens, and again, you know that he and I grew up in St. Francis Parish here, the Polish Church. And so, you know, I've known his family, I've known his parents, he knows my family, he knows my parents. We never even mentioned, Don, that you were the postmaster. No. And as a matter of fact, my husband, Dean, worked for the post office.
And we worked together for years.
We didn't even say that.
And nor do they know that we spend time in Arizona together
lunch. Yes, we do. We have lunch when we're both snowbirds, or we go down to Arizona and whoop it up as much as we can at this age. So who knew? And then my connection with Frank Moss is that he went to East High, I went to East High, and I actually was a classmate of his younger brother, Paul. And so I love these kind of God winks, as I have a friend who often refers to it that way. So here we go, just kind of a recap. So Don and Roger, Don and Frank are deployed to Vietnam in November of 1969. Don, you're 22 at that time, and Frank, you are an old man at that time, because everybody else was 18,
right?
And Frank, you were 21, and Frank, you were stationed in Da Nang with the 212th Combat Aviation Battalion, and
correct.
Your wife, Darlene, is back here in Sioux City, and coincidentally, Darlene works with Don's mom, Irene Stevens. And so that is how when Don was injured and had to go into a hospital, that your wife Darlene and Don's mother Irene, they both worked at Travelers Insurance. And
right.
One day Irene said to Darlene, wouldn't it be wonderful if Frank could get over and see Don? And Frank said, well, yeah, and he did. And so that was the connection back there in Vietnam. Don, you had some pretty serious injuries, 40% nerve damage in each ear and solid whistling. And then, as you both mentioned, you both had some issues with Agent Orange. And then here you come back to the States, and, you know, you live your lives. You're both employed. Then you're both retired. And now it's time for some cardiac rehab, and you're both pedaling, and suddenly you make the connection. And
right.
And you said in the last segment, Frank, that the first person you called was your favorite brother,
yeah.
Paul, and told him, and I'm sure he was just as astonished as I was when I learned of this story.
Right. Yeah, he was. It was just, like I said, it was just, it's hard to believe it. I mean, it took that long to happen, you know, just, like I said, 50 years later, who would have thought that all that would have been there? But, you know, it just, how God works in strange ways.
God does work in strange ways. So, Don, you're done now talking, and you're off the bike, and Frank is going his way, and with.
Get home, and I said, Mary, you're never going to believe what happened today. She said, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
I did something wrong.
What did you do?
What'd you buy now, Don?
What did you buy now, Don?
Yeah. I said, and I told her the story, And then how Frank and I had met during that time, and she said, I not, but she said, any. And I said, yeah. And she said, you're not going to believe this. Darlene and I played bridge together. Darlene was a substitute and would come in with the group and play. And she said, all of these years, and that never came up. And she said, this is the most unbelievable story I've ever heard. It is really a great story. And so then I told, then I sent the kids notice of all of this. And the kids said, after telling Mary, I contacted the kids and told them the story. And the girls just could not believe the coincidence that took place. And as part of this, you know, it's just an unbelievable story. But it's an honor for me to be here today as a former board member and have dealt with Father Cooper all of those years to be able to tell a story of a coincidence on God bringing us together. I'm sure Father Cooper is just in joy about how God works. And now Catholic Radio is able to send this message out to other people.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And with hopes that other veterans who haven't had the opportunity to find that person to help their struggles coming home, that maybe this will be a little bit of pain relief in listening to the story for them.
Yep.
Yeah, I think, and Frank has been saying yes, you know, in between all of these things you just shared too, and I'm going to just assume, Frank, that you would probably agree with that as well.
Exactly.
Tremendous opportunity to share these experiences with individuals. And just again, it is God working in very mysterious ways to bring you two together. And it is wonderful that you are able to share this. So I guess the question would be now, you guys go out and have coffee, and are you going on the road with this?
Well, we haven't planned a road trip yet, but that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Frank has to heal.
Yeah.
He had another bout with an incident, and poor Frank's having some more medical issues that he's got to take care of. But we do try to have coffee. We try to keep this fire burning and keep in touch.
Right.
And each time we do get together, we say, you're not going to believe who I ran into. Mayor Scott sent a message to me and said it was a great story. And he said, by the way, and he knows the Moss family, and he knew Frank's brother. There have been many people that share so many stories with each other that it's been just a joy to tell this story.
And I'm going to assume, Frank, that you have had that same experience as well.
You've
gotten a goodly amount of feedback, because, as Don said, this story appeared in the Sioux City Journal, which was then picked up by the Associated Press, and it's been communicated. So what's the most unusual feedback you've gotten on the story from somebody who it was brought to their attention?
Just at how we met after that many years, and it just, you know, and you lived in the same town. And, you know, within a mile of each other. And, you know, just that we never ran into this before was the strange thing.
Yeah,
so,
very much so. So what's, you know, when you look back on the Vietnam War and then, you know, your work experience, raising a family, what has brought you the most joy out of this connection?
I think just the fact that there are a lot of things people can do to help each other, especially now with what's going on. I mean, it says everybody's against everybody else, but we're not. We're all human, and we all like certain things, and we all like to be made aware of things, and we all like to have people notice us and recognize us, and just that we're all human, and we are all one. We are all God's kids.
Boy, and that's the truth too. We are all God's children, no matter what faith we profess. And Don, what's been the best part of all of this for you?
Sharing this story, so many people have picked up on it. I've had calls from so many people saying thank you, and they said, you know, that is really a touching story, that two young guys meeting each other like we did in Vietnam, Frank coming,
right,
and us being able to rekindle something that was special 50 years ago and having the opportunity to pass this to other people. It's just been happy for me to hear the response that other people have had with this story.
And that has been the joy, I think, for us as well here at Siouxland Catholic Radio, is our ability to share this story with all of our listeners, because if it doesn't bring a smile to your face or maybe a tear in your eye, because it is such a remarkable coincidence. And again, and Frank says it too, it is a God moment. So, listeners, guess what? That wraps up today's broadcast of Faith in Action. I want to thank my guests, Don Stevens, who is here in the studio with me. Thank you so much, Don, for joining me. It's been, again, so much fun to walk down memory lane with you. And Frank Moss, thank you so much for joining us as well on the phone. God bless you for taking time out of your day and sharing your story with our listeners.
You bet. Thank you for doing this. This is great.
It is great. So, listeners, Faith in Action is a show. It's locally produced here at Siouxland Catholic Radio. It airs every Monday at 9 a.m., replays every Saturday at 7 p.m., and you can also get all of our shows at our website, fhcradio.com. You click on Listen Live and Podcasts, and there you can listen to all of our shows. And so, listeners, on behalf of myself and my producer for this show, Ann Reed, remember that a faithful reaction can be good, but, oh, faith in action is so much better. Thank